Hi, I'm Joan. This is from a memoir I've been working on. It's called The Viewing. Can everyone hear me? I sat in the room alone, gazing at the small body of my mother with rosary beads draped around her hands. At 13, I became a ward of the Navy when she died. With no family in Mississippi and my father overseas, I am expected to remain with her body until he returns for the burial. My mother, Angie, is perfectly coiffed and made up. She looks like a doll lying there in repose in her gray casket with the white satin lining. She wears a mauve-colored dress and nail polish, choices I made with the Navy chaplain. I could not have done it alone. Day after day, I argue with the adults in charge. Please don't make me go. But these are the rules of a viewing, I am told. The body must not be left alone, and I am the only relative. The smell of the flower arrangements is nauseating. I did not cry when she died, and at this moment, I am angry. Living with an alcoholic mother is an embarrassment. Every day after school, I went to the bar to do my homework. I knew she would be there, not at home. With my father away, it was up to me to protect her. She was weak, lonely, and irresponsible. The drunker she got, the more vulnerable she was to the scumbags who hung out at the bar. She put herself and me in danger. Caring for her was a burden and unfair. She was supposed to take care of me. That's what mothers do. Now that she is gone, all I feel is relief. The resentment has lifted, and she will no longer be my responsibility. She did not make my life good or secure. She did not make me proud. So why do I have to sit here with her day after day? I had to love her because she was my mother, but I did not have to like her. Staring at her body and reflecting on our lives together depresses me. I hate it. It's your duty, they tell me. Why, I think. 9 days later, the Navy receives word that my father is not coming home in time. The burial can't wait. Father Ryan drives me to the cemetery. He prays, and the casket is lowered, and I watch with a sense of relief. I don't have to sit with my mother for another day. I find my friends, and we go to a movie. I laugh and eat popcorn and try to forget.